Left ear.
And this is?
Right ear.
Okay, and this is?
Mouth.
Okay, and this is my...
throat, neck.
Okay, and this single item here is?
A teeth. Tooth.
Okay, and all of them together?
Teeth.
Okay, and the things that they're sitting in?
Gum.
Okay, and both of them together are?
Gums.
Okay, and this?
Palm, hand.
Okay, and this?
Fist.
And these?
Fists.
Okay, and this?
Elbow.
All right, the thing that moves?
Joint.
Okay, and this area here?
Chest.
All right, what, and this?
Shoulder.
All right, and both of them?
Shoulders.
All right, and this whole thing here?
Wrist.
Not here, just this part up here.
Hand.
Okay, and both of them?
Hands.
Okay, and this?
Calf.
Leg. Okay, and this?
Foot.
And both of them?
Leg.
Both these?
Feet.
Okay, and what about this area right here in front?
Calf.
No, right here?
Shin.
Okay, and both of them?
Shin.
Okay, if a man was out in a field, you know, and he got tired of standing up, he would maybe squat down and sit on his
ass.
All right, but you ever what do you okay?
Rear,
all right, the back part of your thighs.
Rear posterior.
All right, the back part of your thighs, especially midway between your knee and buttock. Okay, this area back in here, midway between this area. Right, all right, underneath here. Okay, and you ever known? All right, when the ground's too low or when the ground's too muddy or cold to sit on it. Okay, so you don't want to sit on the ground. You might get down, I'll show you how to do it, like this. Okay, you just
squat.
Right, but you ever heard that sitting back on your
knees?
Okay, you ever heard haunches?
No.
Okay.
Alright. I take it back. Yeah, I have.
Sitting on your haunches?
Yeah.
Okay. Someone's been sick for a while, but he's up and around now, okay?
Yeah.
But he still looks a bit
dreary.
Okay. Dreary in the sense, or like he still looks a little, you know, he's still
sick, tired.
Tired? Okay. Well, you know, like if all right, let's say he spent 3 weeks in the hospital, and you'd expect him to look real good, and he came out, and he looked like warmed over death, you know, and you'd say, boy, he looks
terrible.
Okay, and using a term of sickness, you might say he looks. Would you say something like he looks puny or sickly or poor?
Well, it looks like shit.
Okay. All right, a person who can lift heavy weights is what?
Strong.
Okay. Okay, now that's strong. What would you call a person who lifts heavy weights could be any build, okay. But there are some people that are built, you know,
husky.
Maybe big, all right. And husky means
broad.
Broad, and strong just means strength, right?
Right.
Okay. What about a person who might even be fat but strong? What would you call him? Maybe short and bit barrel chested and like Paul Anderson.
Stocky.
Or what's another word for stocky?
Husky.
Okay. You ever use stout?
Yeah, once in a while.
Okay, what about robust? You ever use that word for any of these terms?
Not in conjunction with that.
What's robust mean?
Energetic, vivacious.
Okay. All right, one who is very easy to get along with, a person who's...
Amiable.
Okay.
Congenial.
Okay. You might say, if someone has a very good disposition so that everybody likes him, you say he's very...
friendly.
Okay. You never use common there, would you?
No.
Okay. Or would it ever occur to you to use common in that sense?
No.
Okay. Again, you might still have that bad.
No, yeah. It's not flattering to say that, yeah, an individual is common.
Okay.